The heavy oak door groaned on its ancient hinges as Marcus Russo stepped into the dimly lit chamber deep within the Vatican's secret archives. The subterranean room, sealed since the 18th century, carried an almost sacred stillness, its air thick with the scent of centuries-old parchment, decayed leather, and stone dust. The faint glow of Marcus's lantern cast long, flickering shadows on the walls, illuminating rows of untouched shelves laden with forgotten relics.
Dr. Russo, are you sure about this?
Gideon Dandolo, a young archivist, asked nervously as he trailed behind Marcus. His voice wavered, and he clutched a clipboard to his chest like a shield. Marcus didn't respond immediately. His attention was focused on the intricacies of the room. The architecture was unlike other parts of the archives, with carved pillars featuring symbols and sigils he recognized as protective wards. The air felt heavier here, as if the room itself were holding its breath.
This room hasn't been opened for over 200 years, Marcus finally said, his voice low but steady.
He pointed to the door's rusted iron mechanism,
sealed by papal decree. It's rare to find something this well preserved.
Gideon nodded, though his wide eyes darted nervously to the dark corners of the room.
The records suggest this chamber was closed during the papacy of Pius VII. They described it as dangerous.
Marcus's brow furrowed as he ran a gloved hand over the closest shelf. The layer of dust was thick, but the objects beneath it were intact. Marcus had been hired as the chief archaeologist for the Vatican, which had taken him to deserts and mountains and valleys throughout the world in search of church artifacts. But he had recently realized that unearthing the myriad objects already secured, but unrecorded, in the Vatican archives was just as intensive and enlightening as exploring caches in caves or digging for ruins in sand. Among the artifacts before him now were aged tomes with cracked spines, strange metal instruments, and ornate chests. The sigils on the walls confirmed his suspicions. This was a repository for items deemed heretical or too volatile for the outside world.
Artifacts linked to heretical movements, Marcus murmured, mostly to himself.
He brushed the dust from the cover of a leather-bound ledger. Its surface bore an embossed fleur-de-lis, intertwined with an inverted cross.
The question is, why weren't these items destroyed instead of hidden?
Gideon's voice dropped to a whisper.
Maybe they feared destroying them would unleash something worse?
Marcus didn't answer. He didn't have to. The thought had already crossed his mind. He continued his exploration, his tall, broad-shouldered frame casting an imposing silhouette against the ancient walls. At 53, his once jet-black hair had surrendered to distinguished silver at the temples, framing a face weathered by decades of fieldwork across five continents. Deep-set brown eyes, sharp and observant beneath thick brows, missed nothing as they scanned the chamber. His Roman ancestry was evident in his aquiline nose and strong jawline, though years of academic intensity had etched permanent lines around his eyes and mouth. Unlike many of his colleagues who preferred the comfort of university lecture halls, Marcus's sun-darkened skin and calloused hands spoke of an archaeologist who believed knowledge was found in dirt and stone, not just in books.
Catalogue everything carefully, he instructed. Photographs, descriptions, the works. Nothing leaves this room until we've assessed it properly. Understood?
Gideon nodded, setting down his clipboard and snapping on a pair of gloves. But as they worked in silence, Marcus couldn't shake the unease growing in the pit of his stomach. This was no ordinary chamber. It felt alive, as if it were watching them.